You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking to Ray Milladoni, who is the general manager for WME, a digital agency located in Australia. Ray has been surrounded in the startup arena and helped many companies launch. Ray will chat to us today about growing your team and your client base. Ray, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to be here today.
The pleasure is certainly ours as well. So, Ray, what are some ways to improve client happiness in the workplace?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I've got a very long, large list of ways to improving, you know, staff morale, but I'll give you my top three. I think number one definitely starts off with having a care-like culture. I live my life by the quote that no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So it starts from, you know, caring about your staff, genuinely being interested in where they're at in their life and their career. Secondly, I think it's really important to listen. All too often, you know, people are not listening when staff and clients are speaking. So I always say use your ears to mouth ratio accordingly. Listen twice as much as what you speak. So, you know, number two is definitely listen and take action, which leads into my third point, which is doing. Make sure that when you get feedback and you understand where staff are at or clients, that you actually do and implement the feedback that they give you. You know, actions speak louder than words. So, you know, being someone who just gets things done.
Another question, do you feel that happy staff then transfers over to happy clients?
Oh, 100%, 100%. I train all my staff to always be smiling when they're on the phone. It's actually contagious. So whether it's phone, face-to-face, the way that your energy is definitely transferable. Having a culture where people actually want to be at work and love what they do, and that passion that they can drive instantly can transfer to clients and other staff around them. So someone who's having a great day will make people around them have a good day. And when they're interacting with your clients or your staff, you know, that's instantly transferable. So definitely 100% transferable. Richard Branson has a great quote too, where it says, "Treat your staff the way that you want your staff to treat your clients." So, you know, great way to, you know, start the culture from the ground up and have that transferred. So when he's not in the business, he knows that his staff are treating the clients the way that he would treat his clients. That's great.
Good stuff. And who is responsible for driving the culture in a company?
This is a great one. I actually think it's everyone. I think culture is one of those things that everyone needs to live and breathe. And I think it's really important to attract clients and people that you work with that align with that culture as well. Everyone needs to be driving it, you know, and it can start with the simple things by just understanding, you know, why you exist and why your business. A great book starts with Why by Simon is a great example of, you know, understanding who you are and why you do things and have that transferred into the company. And it can be achieved by just, you know, having, you know, one-on-one meetings and understanding where things are, having quotes on walls that align with your why, have your proposals and all your material aligning with that. And then that means you attract the right clients as well into your business who kind of get what you do. So there's just this synergy that just kind of matches and you know, achieve amazing results.
Today we're joined by Ray Milladoni, who is the general manager for WME, a digital agency located in Australia, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ray, do clients even care about the culture in a company?
Absolutely. I think today we live in a society where there is so much noise and busyness, and people are very selective of who they're going to do business with. It's amazing now. We have people who line up for hours and hours to buy the latest gadget or gizmo. iPhone, Apple have been able to achieve, you know, a cult-like culture where people will do anything to have the latest and gadget and stake out all night for it. I think, you know, in a society where we have so many choices, you really definitely need to have your clients care about the culture, and they're more selective of who they're doing business with. And these days it's very easy to disalign, and people will go elsewhere. So the clients definitely do care now, and they're being a lot more selective and choosing who they're doing business with.
Some great things being covered off. So when can one stop, or when can you stop?
This is another great one. I think you can never stop. I think when you make this part of who you are and your culture, you do this every day. I always say that, you know, when you have a staff or a team or even clients, if you treat them to be amazing people in the real world, they'll be amazing people in your company. So I think you can never stop learning. You can never stop inspiring. You can never stop educating. I think it's something that you need to live, breathe, and even eat if you can. You know, it's one of those things that everywhere you go, people need to know exactly who you are. So when you're at work, you are the same person as when you're at home, when you're on the weekend, that you're just always beaming this energy that creates this non-stop momentum. So, you know, I don't think you can ever stop in a company. You know, it's really important that the senior managers and the senior staff set a culture that this keeps going even long, you know, past their involvement in the business. So building that legacy, hiring the right people that align with what you're all about, and that way it keeps going and going and going. So, yeah, it's definitely something that can be legacy building, aligning with the right people, and never stop doing it.
Totally agree. And company culture is such a great topic. Always enjoy touching on that as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners tuning in?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, there's a lot of people these days who may be frustrated with the way that maybe their company's operating, or the way that their clientele are perceiving their marketing or their price point. I definitely think that the more you care, the more they will care. So, you know, definitely highlighting the importance of caring and being the change that you want to see. I think it's important that everyone has the understanding that they can change the world, and it starts with oneself. So being the change that you want to see is definitely something that I try and coach my staff to say, something's not working for you and something's not right, let's change it. Let's make it to the next level to motivate you to get to the next level. And staff and client success, you know, could not make me any more happier. More than any other materialistic item, someone being happy is priceless.
If you would, Ray, tell us where listeners can get more information about WME Online and how they can be in best contact as well.
Absolutely. So WME is located at wmegroup.com.au. We're based in Australia, but we are a global agency with presence right across Asia, LA, and Dubai. So we've got a huge reach, but primarily based in Australia. We do everything that's digital and online. So SEO, PPC, social, and everything in between, website development, apps development, and, you know, really working with business owners to take their business to the next level from a brick and mortar to a click and order.
Like the sounds of that, Ray, certainly has been a privilege to have had you with us today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to our next conversation.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Great to be part of the show.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Ray Milladoni, who is the general manager for WME, a digital agency located in Australia. And once again, the website of reference is wmegroup.com.au. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.